The B-Side with Bridget Masinga on Kaya FM.
As we wake up to a glorious Mandela Day in a beautiful sunny Soweto, the B-Side with myself, Bridget Masinga, broadcasting live from Etandweni Primary School, which is hosting us this morning as we prepare to hand over a fabulous, brand new refurbished library to the school. It is Mandela Day, hashtag Mandela 100, a centenary of living the legacy.
The B-Side with Bridget Masinga, broadcasting live at Entandweni Primary School, Ezondi, Soweto.
It is Mandela Day as we celebrate a centenary of the great statesman. And of course, on July 18th, across the world, we all get united as global citizens to do good and live the legacy. And the B-Side, as well as Kaya Cares, are out in Soweto, Ezondi today. And Mistress, the head principal herself, Miss Faith Mfaba, is hosting us today. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Bridge. How are you?
I'm good. Lalela Pila, when I'm in the presence of principal, I need to make sure Uguti, I'm sitting up straight.
Oh, yes.
Mistress, thank you for inviting us to your fabulous school. What an honor and a privilege.
It is indeed an honor for our school, is Entandweni Primary School. Yeah.
So tell me, Mama, you've been the principal of Entandweni for how long?
I've been the principal of Entandweni Primary School for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Previously, we've had 4 female principals that have gone through the school.
Nice.
So as a principal now, I've been a teacher, HOD, then gradually I became the deputy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, ultimately, I'm the principal.
You can hear Ugute, Mrs. Mfaba is absolutely smiling at being the principal. Was this always the goal? Did you always want to be the headmistress in charge?
No, not really. It's just happened, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Primary school, and you guys start from grade 1 all the way to grade 7?
No, it starts from grade R up to grade 4.
Okay.
So we have 1,180 learners.
Mm-hmm.
So each and every grade has got 6 classrooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite a big school body.
It is indeed.
What are some of the challenges of being the headmistress of a primary school and, you know, educating the younger learners?
You know, at times our parents, they don't understand the education system. Right now we are having caps.
Mm.
So now it's a bit demanding. And some of the parents are a bit younger. They leave the kids with the grandmothers. So the grandmothers don't understand. So from time to time, we need to have either morning classrooms or classes or afternoon classrooms. Yeah. So as to assist those learners who are having barriers.
Yeah.
It's not only the barriers that the learners have. We also assist them with reading and mathematics.
In fact, that is why we are here today, because reading is quite fundamental, especially at this age, right?
True.
Are you seeing that a lot of your learners are keen and interested readers? Because, hey, reading, it's either something that you enjoy doing at this age or something that you try to run away from.
It's something that we are passionate about at our school. We've got a drop all and read campaign that we have started since last year. Every day from 8 o'clock up to 10 past 8, meaning that for 10 minutes, our learners are reading. Everybody, from classrooms to the offices, even if you can come, you'll find us having something, even if it can be a magazine, but something will be reading something.
I love it.
Yeah.
So everybody practicing what they preach, from the HODs to the teachers, everybody.
Everybody.
I love, live by example, ne?
Yeah.
That is what Utata Madiba instilled in all of us as South Africans, which you got to live by example.
Yeah. So what I can tell you is that me coming here to our school, as much as I'm a person who lives nearby our school, but I was headhunted to come to the school by the previous principal.
Okay, yeah. I wonder why.
We were in a READ program. Do you know the READ program?
Mm-hmm.
READ. Mm-hmm. There was a READ program within the schools. So now the school that I was in, we excelled in the READ program. So that's how she saw me and said, "Yo, I want
Waza
you."
Waza Lava School.
Yeah.
Waza Entandweni, primary school.
Entandweni.
Guys, is it Entandweni or Etandweni? Because I feel like it's Entandweni.
Yeah, it is Entandweni Primary School. Initially, before 1962, when the school was established, it used to be Entabeni. Primary school. So because of the love that they had, then they changed to Ntandweni Primary School.
Ntandweni Primary.
So we are not only dishing out a curriculum, it's also love that we give our learners.
In terms of today, Ma, Help to Read is here to facilitate and help hand over this incredible refurbished library. Was this a need for the school before, or is it just a case where we needed to come in and rejuvenate what was already existing?
As I said before, that when I came here, I was headhunted. So now it has been something that has been my dream, that the school should have a library, not just these mobile libraries that we have in our classroom. Because what I also wanted was that the children should form groups, like a club, reading club, whereby they would read books and then ultimately exchange the readers. And then gradually, as they extend, they would be reading more and more books. And then since last year, as a principal, I had this thing of rewarding learners on Awards Day. The learners who had read the most books within the grade then would give them something, an incentive, which would be a trophy that's got three or four books that
fantastic.
They can read at home.
Tell me more about this rewards program. The awards program.
The awards, we award learners for neatness of books, being able to read more books, maths, life skills, all the learning areas. We cover all the learning. And also learners, you know, as a primary school, we are not only just primary, we are a full service school.
Meaning?
Meaning that as a full service, we've got LSE, Learner Support Educators. We've got learners who have got dyslexia as well as dyscalculia.
Okay.
Yeah, so they are unable to read. Others, they have got reversals. So they do a pull-out system. They take the children out of the classroom and then kind of teach them on their own.
Okay.
Maybe in a group of two, three, or four, whereby they'll be able to be assisted. Yeah, unlike the former model schools, they've got people who got the OTs. So in our school, we don't have OTs. So the LSE, the Learner Support Educators, they're the ones who are assisting, and they are being paid by the government.
And you find them on the campus at the school. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That is a beautiful program.
So each and every, we've got three LSEs. If maybe we could have had four, we would cater all the grades. So now they cater for grade 2, 3, and 4.
Well, this is why we are here. And hopefully if there's any Afropolitan that's listening, that's got the skills in the LSEs and has the time, and you can contact Uhead Mistress, Ms. Faith Mfaba, and see if you can come through to Ntandweni and, you know, assist where it is needed and necessary. But for now, a job well done, Ma. I know you got to go on stage. All the learners are waiting for you to deliver the opening address. Any last parting words of encouragement for people in this community, Ezondi, that maybe you think you want to leave them with some words of wisdom on this Mandela Day?
Yeah, as our slogan, our school slogan is work and pray. So we pray without ceasing. And the Lord finally has heard our prayers that we wanted this library. So in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 25, it says, "The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him and to the one who seeks him." So we seek first the kingdom of God, and then everything will be added up unto us.
I love it.
Yeah,
Mom Faith, these beautiful learners are in capable hands and passionate hands. We wish you and your support team all the very best and the greater community of Zondi. We'll keep a keen eye on you. I don't think this is the last time you will see us here.
Yeah. You should come almost every day. You should be here.
Next?
You'll see the difference.
No, we see the difference already. Yeah. The school is so warm. The learners are so eager. Like, we absolutely love it. You could feel it. These young ones are destined for a great future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming through, Ma.
Thanks, ma'am.
Right now, though, if you can hear the ambient sounds in the background, the student body at Ntandweni Primary School are actually getting a fire marshal's workshop. As you know, it is winter time. time, and fires are quite prone in South Africa, especially in our more, less developed communities. So they're having a fire marshals workshop, everyone quite paying attention to what he's saying, all the safety tips that they all need to remember. It's always interesting the kind of information that little people take in, because sometimes people think that, you know, we shouldn't impart these lessons onto them. But actually, when you get them quite young, that's when they are the best sponges to absorb all the stuff. And before that, we had a lovely performance by a few of the students who were busy reciting some Sarafina classics, and they were actually rehearsing on the side of our OB van. It was very cute to see little creatives take themselves rather seriously. So that was very adorable, and hopefully we'll get some of those visuals out for you for the day's festivities on all of our social media platforms. So if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, it is at Kaya FM Music, and of course at Kaya FM 95.9. It is the home of the Afropolitan, as you hear the little voices echoing in the background. The student body of Etandweni Primary School, where we are spending our Mandela Day, breaking out into chorus right now. It's quite jovial out here, actually. Everyone looking so smart in their school uniform.
They do, don't they?
Oh, it's so cute. Oh.
I was having flashbacks, like the number of their performances. I was having flashbacks to when I was in primary school. I was like, I wish I could still move like that.
Right?
They are so talented. Oh.
And listen, Gina, what they don't tell us, you know, at primary school at this level, you're like, I want to get to high school. Yes. And then when you get to high school, it's like, I want to be an adult.
Yes.
But these are the best days of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the camaraderie they have, you can tell. The student body is bound. They have a real deep connection.
Yes.
You just see how they cheer each other on. They're really supportive of each other. I'm in awe.
It is the voice of Gina Apane joining us in studio, coming through to represent Help to Read, an organization that I'm finding out a little bit about as the morning unfolds. But just to put it into context for Afropolitans who might not be familiar with who you guys are, what's your background story? Please give us a little bit of an overview.
Okay. So we're an NGO that's mission is very simple, really, to eradicate illiteracy in South Africa amongst our young people. Mm-hmm. And how we're doing that is we really work with the core members of our communities, and we recruit, train, and place volunteers at primary schools that are close to where the volunteer lives or works, mm-hmm. so to make it convenient for the volunteer. The purpose for that also is to make sure that you're able to get to the school without, you know, any expenses, as well as being able to be consistent, because in order for the volunteer and the learner to benefit from this, it needs to be a year commitment.
Mm.
So 1 hour twice a week for a period of a year.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, you can carve that out of your diary for lunch, you know, a quick brunch, just pop out and do that half an hour twice a week. It's possible.
It is very much possible.
Very possible. And essentially the program, or rather our organization, started out in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And we started out in a little school in Musenberg. It must have been 2007, 2008. And years later, I think we're 10, 11 years later, we're now as far as Johannesburg, and now we're here at Ntandweni Primary School. We're supporting over 220 schools over the years. So schools come on and off the program.
Mm.
But consistently we see schools come back on the program because, you know, the volunteer numbers have increased in that area.
Yeah.
There's a big attraction, you know, to support the children in those schools. And so the number of children, I cannot tell you the total right now.
I
know
imagine.
That it's over 13 to 14,000. And that's probably, I think, if I think back, probably a 2016 report.
Wow.
That's just over.
Incredible.
And what we're seeing now is the core program, which is the VRH program, the Volunteer Reading Help, which is what I've spoken to you about now. That program is consistent and it grows, and that's where our foundation has been. And over the last 5 years, we've picked up and we've started a new flagship project, which is community literacy tutors. And these are young people ages between 18 and 25 who have finished matric, who are either in the process of studying or have just completed a course, or maybe just still testing the waters and really, you know, not yet certain about the career and the profession that they want to go into. But they come onto the program. We train And we have them on for a period of a year, and we do a stipend system there. But these young people are working Monday to Friday, again in a community, in a community that is ideally very close to where they live or work.
Fantastic.
And they're supporting 15 children at a time. They're doing homework, so it's not just literacy. They're sitting with them and they're doing things like homework, holiday clubs, which is also a big area where it is that, you know, if you have children unattended, and if you're not keeping the, you know, the learning regular and consistent, you've got to take advantage of that time.
Very interesting, Gina. So let me ask you, with your footprint in over 200 schools now, granted, you know, people come on and off the train.
Yes.
But you guys are able to measure the success levels, especially with schools where you've had longevity.
Absolutely.
When you go into schools, I mean, what are some of your case studies where you've gone into a school and you've seen gradually the improvement with the help of Help to Read, as well as, of course, the staff body in that school?
Yes. Do you want me to tell you a volunteer success story?
Yes, we love success stories here.
I love, just yesterday we were working at a, at a school in Observatory where they were doing their reading space reveal today. So we had a group of volunteers and a few donors who came on to spruce up the space. And I sat working with a volunteer who's been volunteering at Observatory Girls for 4 years. And I swear, I think there were two moments where it is that we spoke about other things. And then other than that, conversation just consistently came back to her relationships with the children. Because remember, she works year on year with the children. So she's worked with over 6 to 8 children over the 4 years that she's been volunteering. And how her life has been enriched. It goes beyond what is just coming in and out and just helping or finishing this book. Mm-hmm. It's a personal thing. It's a personal growth. It's knowing that you're important. As a volunteer, it's knowing that your time is important to someone else and that little person looks forward to seeing you. Mm. We take it for granted. I know that some of our volunteers, you know, in the maturer age group, you know, their grandchildren are living with their parents, or people have grown up and the nest is empty.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. But then, you know, when you think about it, work can only fill up so much of your space. You know, your social life can only enrich you so much. But when you have this relationship with this child, when you see that, you know, this was our challenge today, and how we creatively found solutions, because it becomes a partnership.
Of course.
So our volunteers don't go in the teacher's mentality. We have volunteers who come in to firstly motivate, secondly to help break those barriers that children have towards books or reading. Mm-hmm. So those can be, you know, either an eyesight problem, or it could be just a confidence issue, you know. But gradually building that relationship and finding the love for reading and finding the topics that the children love. You have volunteers who are dedicated who will say, I'm looking for this book because this child needs a book on a soccer player, or this child is insistent that he wants to read this book on basketball. Mm. When you tap into those areas, as volunteers, their world grows, because, you know, there's something new that, that comes in, you know, into this person's life. With the children, the success stories, from learners we looked at Mandela Day, we looked at learners who collected the words that they were struggling with just over the period of the year, this year alone. And the words that they have overcome in comprehending, in using in their dialogue, in their conversations, in, you know, just comfortable with these words. Because when you think about reading, it's a series of words, then you've got to read for understanding. And so you can learn the letters, learn the sounds. But then when you put it together, and if you know what it is in many different ways, then you can manipulate it and it can transform your vocabulary. It also allows your conversations to expand. And so you tap into a bigger, a bigger medium of information. And so we looked at the 100 words that children were collecting around the partner schools. And for me, just alone, just looking at how many words were challenging and how many words were overcome, that for me stood out. And I think we can have a look at that campaign on Instagram.
Is this now your 100 by 100 challenge?
So that's what we did with the schools. So the 100 word wall tongue twister is what we did for the schools. And then the 100 by 100 challenge, we just took that and we opened it up to the public and members of civil society, which was, let's do something as hundreds and hundreds of people. Let's collect hundreds and hundreds of stationary items that are much needed in these resource boxes that are used at partner schools and neighboring schools. Mm-hmm. How do we gear up for events like Literacy Month, and how do we gear up for campaigns such as Drop Everything and Read when we have not started disseminating that information and those tools and those resources now?
Yes.
How do we expect children to celebrate Literacy Month in September if they don't know how to read?
I got you.
Right?
So okay.
From today going forward, and you know, it's been going on since June, really. So we've been collecting the resource boxes, disseminating them to part, you know, across the neighboring schools and partner schools, but also from, you know, the footprint that we've managed to cover, just word of mouth spreading. New schools are coming on board, such as in Dandwini, and this is where we're wanting the VRH program to come on. And then just gradually making sure that the tools are there, the games are there, the resources, the stationery is there, so that the children who are going to be supported, who are going to celebrate with us, who will next year, Mandela Day, be writing books, or, you know what I mean,
yes,
be reading books, novels, stories, writing their own stories.
Have everything they need. Now, tell me quickly, before we run out of time, Gina, yes, in terms of the resources that you speak about, what are some of the things that organizations like yourselves, Help to Read, need in order to meet all your objectives and your measurables?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's a very good question for asking. So, essentially, each volunteer is using a reading space, and a reading space needs to be comfortable enough for a child and a volunteer to work in. So those sessions need to be facilitated, and we work within schools that accommodate us as best as they can. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're working in a little space in the library, or sometimes you're sub-sharing, you know, a space within the school. Sometimes you're fortunate enough to have a classroom, so that's great. But in terms of the tools, the actual resource box, that's made up of games. So when we talk about reading support, or you know, our volunteers helping the children to read, it's not just books. It's their games, because children learn through play. So they are an amazing selection of games that we use. Their resources, things like stationery, pencils, erasers, color pencils, color paper, stickers. We don't have a reward system that is outside of a sticker. So the sticker reward system. So stickers to us are as valuable as
gold
Bitcoin.
Stars were the thing in school.
Gold stars are as valuable to us as Bitcoin. So please, you know, those are, and actually, funnily enough, people actually overlook the fact that those are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
They're pretty expensive. But yes, and then the books. And the books are tailored to, again, like I said, we're talking about fun storybooks. We are not talking about study material.
Of course.
Not talking about textbooks. We're not talking about, like, the grade readers. We're talking about, let's look for Frost. Let's look for, you know, a local author books. You know, characters that our children can relate to, that will inspire them as well. Let's talk about, you know, characters that, you know, will inspire career, develop, you know, careers and open up fields for them. So those books are, of course, you've got to look hard for them, but when you find them, they're not coming cheap.
No, so true. In our last few seconds, for the Afropolitans that are listening, because some people are givers of money.
Yes.
And givers of resource.
Yes.
And we welcome giving in whatever form, whether it's time, money, resource.
Absolutely.
Where do they go in order to dig deep in their pockets and go, I can help Gina and the team right now, right here today?
Right now, right here today, if you're wanting to help us with money, please go to Global Giving Help to Read. Today only, because it's Mandela Day. Mm-hmm. Every donation given through to Help to Read via Global Giving platform will be matched to as much as about 50%. So
nice.
If it is that you have some time, please log on your smartphone. Just go there right now, Global Giving, Help to Read, find it there, and you give through Global Giving. That's just today only. And then in terms of your time and in terms of your resources, and if you want to just have a chat to us, again, please give us a call. Our office number is 011-028-8278. On email, it is howding at Help to Read. Help is help, H-E-L-P, the number 2, read, READ.org.
Fantastic. Gina, You and I have a sidebar conversation about the B-side team joining forces here and volunteering some of our time. You heard Gina say, really, it's just twice a week, hour of your time. If you can even volunteer more, even better, as long as you can commit for the year. Thank you so much, Gina.
Thank you for having me.
Yesterday, we were out at the the 16th annual Nelson Mandela lecture happening out at the Wanderers Stadium. And I must admit that amongst all the state's presidents, I think the person who stole my heart the most in terms of the speakers was definitely Mom Graca Michelle Mandela. And one of the highlights is she took to the podium in all of her gravitas-ness as a stateswoman, as a mother of two nations and a grandmother of the world. And she said that at some point she was like, we Africans can be the best of humankind in the face of adversity. And I think we often forget this as Afropolitans, that though we are faced with many challenges, oftentimes if you back us up against the wall, we rise and we successfully execute as well. Speaking of rising to the occasion, from Mbatha Walters and Simpson, we've got Qinisani Mbatha joining us in studio. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am fantastic. Ooh, all kinds. You know, whenever there are three surnames back to back following each other, I think money.
Well, I'm not sure about money. I look after money.
All right. It's a modest way of putting it. Mbatha, Walters and Simpson. Tell me a bit more.
We are quantity surveyors and construction cost managers. We basically are in the construction industry, but people like to call us as the built environment professionals. We don't necessarily do the bricks and mortar on site, but we look after the budgets.
Okay.
Together with the rest of our colleagues, like the architects and the engineers and the likes. Yes.
All right. So we're out at Etandweni Primary School. We just heard from our friends Help to Read. How do quantity surveyors come into the mix on this Mandela Day?
I think it's been quite a long journey, particularly with this day that we have associated ourselves with. We started off at the Cerebral Palsy School last year, and we've always wanted to make sure that there's awareness to the youngsters in terms of our own profession, because we are not a sexy profession, as it were, like your doctors and everybody else. But there are quite a lot of things that we do which assist the built environment, and particularly in terms of how the building comes together, which is the interest that we want to harness to our youngsters.
Got you. So today, I mean, these little mini-me's, not taking much in terms of career guidance, but they're very excited about the newly refurbished library to which you guys have your fingers in the pie.
Absolutely. Education, where we are and where we still are going to be, it's very important, integral part of growth as a human being. So the theme that we are trying to promote today is humanity, because quite often when you're growing up, everybody tells you that you live in a community. When a kid grows up, it's the community that contributes. So we see ourselves as part of that community, and we are promoting that through education we could find other quantity surveyors from this school and elsewhere in the country, and we could find engineers here, and they need to see it. They need to see that I also can do what that guy can do. Mm-hmm. So we are advocating exactly that.
I got you. And then you bring presents.
We certainly did. We bring books.
Yes.
We bring chairs.
Yes.
We bring computers.
Very nice.
Exactly.
We like that. We like presents. I mean, I know based on what you've just said in terms of sparking the young interest and hopefully finding some engineers and you know, future mathematicians out here. You come into a school like this and on a day like this and you bring all the goodies. How important is it to also ensure that we're speaking about a 360 solutions with the Gina from Help to Read? Because, you know, so oftentimes, not yourselves, but so oftentimes corporates will come in, do something grandier, but then leave without making sure that, you know what, there's follow through and we can follow and track that learner from grade one all the way through until they're out that door. Make sure that we are there supporting them 100%.
I think the commitment from us, not only for this school, is always there. And we've seen that if we are to continue doing what we do, we can't do it on a once-off. For example, in the next year, we're going to be raising, together with Kaya FM, some donor funding on a particular school. It's called Velapanda in Tembisa. And we're doing our own donor funding of some sort because we're not getting fees. You know, you spoke about money, but this cause is not about money. What we found in the recent fund that it actually works is that we continuously engage with the school principals and with everybody else that are part and parcel in order for us to be part of this bigger system. And that is the only way that is sustainable for us to keep on keeping on, because that's the only thing that we know how to do.
Fantastic. Qinisani, to you and your team, a job well done this afternoon. We need more kids playing in the technological space. We need more kids coming out of our townships who are technologically apt, who are, you know, the future engineers and coders. So to be bringing the computers to Etandweni, we appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Fabulous. Now I'm going to go see if he's got a computer for me in the corner. Push my way. See if I can secure myself a desk. We're going to take a quick break, come back with your 2 o'clock news. And on the other side of this, because it is Mandela Day today, internationally, the day of Utata, we're going to have two scholars wrapping things up for us, reading some letters that the great statesman wrote to his daughters, Zeni and Zenzi. They've been practicing the whole morning. I'm sure they're going to do a better job at reading these letters, far better than I'm going to do tonight at the Market Theatre. So we will keep you posted on that, but it's definitely going to be the highlight of the B-side this afternoon. Coming to you live from Zondi in Soweto.
The B-side with Bridget Masinga, broadcasting live at Entandweni Primary School, Zondi, Soweto.
So we're out at Entandweni, and of course, in his own words, being part of the theme for this year's centenary celebrations. And we thought we'd take the heavy pressure off ourselves and invite two of Entandweni's best learners. And these two ladies are really going to be some phenomenal human beings in the future to read for us, in Tata's own words, a letter that he wrote to his two daughters, Zeni and Zinzi. So in 1969, Winnie Madikizela Mandela was arrested with 21 others and detained for 5 months. And in this letter to his daughters, Utata Madiba tells them, "For long you may live like orphans without your home and your parents." So I'm going to hand over to Sindokuhle as well as Lele to read for us an extract from the letter.
"My darlings, once again our beloved mommy has been arrested and held. Now she and daddy are away in jail. My heart bleeds, and as I think of her sitting in some police cell far away from home, perhaps alone and without anybody to talk to, and with nothing to read, 24 hours of the day longing for her little ones. It may be many months or even years before you see her again. For long you may live like orphans without your own home and parents, without the natural love, affection and protection mommy used to give you. Now you will get no birthday or Christmas parties, no presents or new dresses, no shoes or toys.
Gone on the days when, after having a warm bath in the evening, you would sit at the table with mommy and enjoy and her good and simple food. Gone are the comfortable beds, the warm blankets and cleanliness she used to provide. She will not be there to arrange for friends to take you to bioscopes, concerts and plays, or to tell you nice stories in the evening, help you to read different books and to answer many questions you would like to ask. She will be able to give you the help and guidance you need as you grow older and as new problems arise. Perhaps never again will mommy and daddy join you in house. No. 8115 Orlando West, the one place in the wild world that is so dear and to our hearts.
And those are my two fantastic star learners. A gold sticker for both of you ladies. You make my heart weep. Can we get a woo-hoo? And they read to an audience, both my ladies, 9 years old, Usindokuhle and Lele. Before we let you girls go, what do you girls want to be when you grow up? Let me start with Sindokuhle. What do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be a fashion designer.
Ah, Bugawen. That's quite nice. My next dress is going to be made by you. And Miss Lele?
Businesswoman.
Nazo. Like, yes. Such smart girls. I like the two of you. Okay, you're on the radio. You're on, like, a really big, cool station. Anybody that you want to send a shout-out to?
I want to shout-out to my mom and my family and all my friends.
Look at you.
I want to shout-out to my grandmother and my mom.
Oh, they are so cute. I mean, these ladies are just absolutely special. And I think they are the legacy that Utata Madiba spoke about. And they are the reason why we as Afropolitan adults strive so hard to ensure that every single day we create a world where young women like Lele and Sindokuhle can grow up feeling protected, loved, encouraged, nurtured and validated, because as you can see, hashtag Black Child, it is possible, and hashtag Black Child, your dreams are valid. So if I'm doing rough mathematics, in what, 2035, before we are 100, I would like my first dress from you, Ms. Sindokuhle, and I would like my first business proposal from you, Ms. Lele. We have a deal? We have a deal. And what were the two lessons that Auntie Bridge taught you today? Lesson number one was?
I forgot.
Ha! How could you? What did we say about the handshakes? Your handshake must always be firm and strong, right? And then Miss Lele, what was lesson number two?
Lesson number two was mathematics.
Was it mathematics? That was the lesson that the bridge taught you. Oh, I'm smart. I'm going to leave it there because she makes me seem like I'm smarter than what I am. And all the Afropolitans know that, Bridget and mathematics, not quite the one.
Count your coin.
Count your coin, girls. So I'll take it. I was saying to the girls, I accidentally called Lelo earlier on and she let me slide with it. So I said to her, never let anybody get your name wrong, including Auntie Bridge and Mistress right here, right? Never ever correct us all. But thank you so much, ladies. You girls are superstars. Thank you for reading for me.
Thank you.
And that is how we wrap things up this afternoon. We've had a fantastic day out at Otandoni Primary School in Zondi, Soweto. The kids are very excited to have received their library coming packed with some books and computers, a fabulous little center there happening. And by the way, if you want to lend your resources to the school, you can always contact Madam Principal or contact us directly at Kaya FM. You know our number. But now you should know our number. It should be on speed dial. We will see you tomorrow for the B-side coming to you live from the studio.
Go on a ride to the B-side Monday to Thursday, 12 to 3 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.